Hello, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today we are going to be talking to John DeSocio, who is the dock master at Waterside Marina in Norfolk, Virginia, which is the site of our upcoming spring rendezvous. So John is going to fill us in on the ins and outs of the marina and the area. Before we start with John, though, I do want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. I'd like to introduce John. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Getting excited about our upcoming event.
Yep, us too.
So let's talk a little bit about Norfolk itself and about Waterside Marina. Let's start there. There's some concern over a bridge closing in that area that could have an effect on boaters coming in for the rendezvous. So can you kind of give us some up-to-date information on that and places to wait for the opening, things like that?
Sure. Right now, the latest information I've received is that from April 25th to May 26th, the bridge will be in a closed position from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So for northbound traffic, that's about 6 miles from our location. If someone started out, you know, in Coin Jock, say, and they're heading north, I think that the natural progression of time, they probably would be arriving at that bridge around 1 anyways. So I don't think it's going to affect anybody as badly as maybe it sounds. Once 1 p.m. hits, it opens up and it stays open, and then you would just, keep going all the way up here. Probably it'd be a half hour from the bridge to Waterside Marina. Actually think the impact will be minimal.
So that sounds good. So nobody probably wants to hurry out from their stop the previous evening. That morning they probably want to take a little bit of their time, perhaps, because once the bridge opens at 1, it's not too far then to get to Waterside. So they'll have plenty of time to take care of that, even if they arrive at the bridge after 1.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when you're heading up the ICW in that area, usually the rule of thumb is to get going as early as possible. In this case, I'll recommend everyone has breakfast and fuels up, maybe does a pump out, and then get underway. Just, it's not a rush to leave at 6 a.m. because if you get to that bridge and before 1 p.m., you're just going to be stuck there anchored out. There's not really anywhere to wait. So they just sort of have to do circles in the water. But, like I said, I don't think it should be too impactful because they'd be getting to that area around noon or 1 anyways. There might be some slight delays, but it should be all right.
Well, and thankfully they took into consideration the boater feedback that they asked for and got. They were originally looking at either an 8-hour closing or a 4-hour closing and asked for some feedback from boaters. And almost, I think, without exception, at least from our members, they requested the 4-hour closing for a longer period of days rather than the 8 hours for a shorter period of days. And that certainly is going to make it a lot easier for people to get into the rendezvous.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm really impressed that they did that because in the past, they would just unilaterally make a decision and close the channel. It's nice that they did that. And I'm hoping with future bridge closings, they accept input in the same way. That'd be because it just helps out. There's a lot of, especially certain times of year, the traffic, the northbound traffic, the southbound traffic. And they asked all the marinas in the area, too, what would be the best. And, we agreed the 4-hour, but the longer, length of time. So, that was good.
Yeah, that is great news for loopers coming in. Let's talk specifically about Waterside Marina. Is there anything that we need to know on approach to the marina? Any issues getting in or out?
No, it's relatively straightforward. Our entrance is marked by 2 blue and white pennants, but once boaters are within sight of the marina, they can hail us on channel 16, and we will switch to our working channel 6-8 and give them very precise instructions on how to get in. The boaters that haven't been here before, usually we have them aim their bow. You can see the Bank of America on the Norfolk skyline. If you aim your bow straight at the Bank of America, it'll bring you almost straight to the entrance. And once you're a little closer, it's easier to see the entrance. And we've got, like I said, we have the pennants out there, so you can look for the flags. But we use a lot of directional aids on the radio to make sure boaters can get in easily without any kind of confusion. So, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I think this is the most boats we've had at a spring rendezvous. So how many loopers are you expecting, and when are the majority of them coming in?
Looks like it's almost 50 boaters. And this will be actually my fourth spring rendezvous. It'd be my second as a dock master. But this is by definitely the most amount of boats, so we're really excited about it. Pretty much the spring rendezvous sort of kicks our season off. You know, we're dead all winter, and then, you know, the traffic starts moving in May. But the first large event we have is the spring rendezvous, and so that's always our favorite thing, because for 6 months, you know, we're in the off season, we just have seasonal winter storage here, so it's very boring up until right in May, and then, you know, we get to talk to all these people who are from all over the world, and, you know, worked in, you know, countless number of different jobs. It's always, you know, real interesting. So,
it's
also
a fun group.
It's great.
Yeah,
and
they're all there having a great time.
Yeah, no one's in a bad mood. You know, I mean, because everyone's on a boat. You know, it's
exactly
a wonderful thing. And it looks like probably 1/3 of the boaters will be in by the 30th. The rest are showing up on the 1st and the 2nd.
Okay. And we actually start our seminars on the 2nd, a little bit earlier than we have in previous years. We're starting at 1 o'clock on the 2nd,
okay,
which is Monday. So hopefully everybody will get in and situated. Since there are so many coming in, most likely on the 1st and a good bit on the 2nd as well, anything special, any special procedures that you would like them to know about when you're trying to handle that many arrivals at one time?
If there's a situation where you have multiple boats right out in the river trying to come in at once, we'll just put everyone in order, and we'll, as quickly as we can, we will try to get everybody parked. That doesn't happen too often, but due to the nature of the northbound traffic, you know, everybody's going to, you know, they're going to come in groups. During the fall, southbound, boats will show up one at a time because they're coming from the bay, whereas northbound vessels, they're, you know, the lock's going to open up and 5 guys are going to come through. So they would just need to wait out. You know, it usually doesn't take too long, but they would just need to wait out in the river. And, you know, we would have everybody, you know, coordinated. But that doesn't usually happen too much. We've never really had a problem with that.
Okay. Well, for those of you who haven't been to a spring rendezvous, the marina is just steps outside of the Sheraton Hotel where the seminars will take place. So it's a great spot. It's extremely convenient. Works out very well with our looper crawls, which we will do on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, in the afternoons, where you'll have a chance to tour some of the other looper boats that are there in the marina. So it's a great facility, top-notch and great location. But tell us, John, what kind of facilities and services are available right there at the marina?
Well, so right now the city is in the process of renovating the waterside building, and that was where we kept our showers, head, and laundry. So temporarily, our shower and bathroom facilities have moved to actually inside the Sheraton. They were nice enough to allow us to use their they have male and female locker rooms. So so those facilities will actually be right there at the seminar if anybody needs to use it. We also have a complimentary grocery shuttle we send every day. So if anybody needs to go to the store to provision, we have an account with a taxi service, and they'll come, they'll pick you up, they'll bring you to the store, and they can shop as long as they need to, and then when they're ready to come back, they would just call one of us here at the marina, and then we have them pick them up. We're actually, this week we're installing a brand new Wi-Fi antenna, so our internet will be a lot stronger than it used to be. So that'll be nice. So we have Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And then we're a block from downtown. So there's the Chrysler Museum, which is a great art museum. There's the Nauticus, which is a naval museum. There's also a World War II era battleship that is docked over at the Naval Museum. And that's actually a stone's throw from the marina. It's almost equidistant from the marina to the Sheraton. It's just in the other direction. And I think a lot of people would enjoy going to that. Also, most of it's free. You only pay if you want to access certain parts of the museum, for instance, going on board the battleship, things like that. There's just a few blocks into downtown. There's the MacArthur Mall, which is a big shopping mall with tons of stores, food court, restaurants, movie theaters. There's really a lot to do within a short walk from the marina. And when everyone checks in, we always make sure to give everybody a map and sort of point out some destinations. So when they want to go exploring, and there's a lot to explore, we make it easy by giving everybody a map and sort of pointing things out on the map for them. So when they're not in the seminars, there's a lot to do and see in Norfolk.
There really is lots of great sites and lots of great restaurants, and that's one of the reasons that we like to kind of have a night off for our attendees. So I believe it's Tuesday the 3rd this year. We will do the Looper crawls, but those usually end around 5 p.m., and then that evening is just kind of downtime. So you can either spend that time relaxing, since it is a pretty busy time during the rendezvous, or there are plenty of restaurants, lots to see and do in Norfolk. John, do you have any favorite restaurants in the area?
There's a new place called Jack Brown's that just opened, and that's an upscale hamburger restaurant. And they have, great beers and, lots of different food. But there's a relatively new restaurant called Chartreuse Bistro, and they do a lot of fine dining, a lot of French cuisine. Some Asian fusion too. There's also Saffron, which is a really delicious Indian restaurant. That's a short walk downtown. Bird and Baldwin has great steaks. There's probably 30 or 40 restaurants within walking distance of the marina. So those are a few of my favorites. Just close by is the Norfolk Tap Room. That'd be the closest place to the marina, and they have good sandwiches, crab cakes, burgers. Those would be a few of my choices, mm-hmm. but there's so many to choose from. So. It's hard to say.
I was actually visiting a Looper here in Charleston on his way through yesterday. Actually, I saw several on their way through yesterday, but one in particular was mentioning he had been at your marina, and it was his anniversary, and he had asked you for a restaurant recommendation, and he was just raving about where you sent him. So John knows his stuff. So if you're listening, take his restaurant suggestions, because he knows what he's talking about for the food in Norfolk. Don't we all?
Yep.
What else do we need to know? Is there anything that I haven't asked that perhaps I should have that people coming by boat would need to know about Norfolk?
I would just reiterate that they are currently renovating that waterside building. So mm-hmm. they're going to see some construction crews and, sometimes some trucks. But the building is set to reopen next year with the full renovation. So it can, the site of it, it looks a lot worse than it is. It's the building is going to be under construction. So, forgive us for that. That'd be the only real thing to mention.
Right. And while that building, a few years back and in the past has had some nice restaurants and shops in it during the rendezvous, it really is not integral to the rendezvous itself at all. So there may be, you maybe feel a bit like you're in a construction site when you're walking between the marina and the Sheraton, but it really should not have any effect whatsoever on the event. So no worries about that. And we know when it's finished, it's going to be it just even add more to the rendezvous by having the extra facilities there for restaurants and shopping and things like that. So we are excited and looking forward to it. I think it's going to be the biggest spring rendezvous we've had. We're up from about 180 registrations last year to about 250 this year.
Wow.
So a big group. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to seeing you there too, John.
All right. Well, we can't wait to see everybody, and hope everyone has a safe trip up. And if anybody needs anything, they can just give me a call or send me an email.
All right. Well, John, thank you. I appreciate you joining us. Before I officially close, I do want to take a moment and play an ad from one of our sponsors. Back in a moment.
Curtis Stokes & Associates is a yacht brokerage company that specializes in great loop capable boats. Curtis Stokes is a supporter of AGLCA at the Admiral level. If you're looking to buy or sell a Great Loop veteran from a trusted and knowledgeable broker, visit the company on the web at curtisstokes.net. Email Curtis Stokes at curtisstokes.net or call 954-684-0218.
And a final thank you goes out to the Dock Master of Waterside Marina, John DeSocio. Thanks again, John, for joining us.
You're welcome.
The rendezvous is May 2nd through 5th at the Sheraton Norfolk and the adjacent Waterside Marina. Registration is still open. It will close about a week before the event. So shortly after you can listen to this podcast, registration will close a few days thereafter. So encourage you not to wait. Go ahead and register, and we look forward to seeing you there. Until next time, safe cruising.